Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight.
Drive on air.
Friday night, yaggedy yak.
Don't go back.
KSDP Radio, broadcasting out of King Cove, 88.1, 8:30 a.m. 7 point. This is Mark with
Mr. Jiro.
Raylene.
Hello!
Cody.
And today we're going to be talking, we're going to have a discussion about T-Jacks versus the rookies. Why don't you start off, Raylene, which is better?
Obviously the rookies. Since I'm part of the team and all.
Okay. What about over here?
I agree with Raylene.
I agree too.
I think it depends on what you're talking about in general or,
our mad skills.
Who's got better skills, T-Jacks or the rookies?
Well, that would definitely be the T-Jacks.
Yeah, T-Jacks.
We all.
We're still at a learning curve at the moment.
Well, who has more freshmen on their team?
We do.
Us rookies.
So you have an excuse.
Yeah, true.
Cody, why are the T-Jacks better than the rookies?
They are.
They are or aren't?
They're not.
Oh, they're not?
No.
So the rookies are better?
Yep.
The boys have more freshmen.
Do they?
Well, they have Devin, Christian, Josiah,
Dalton. And there was one more, but I kind of forgot. Maybe I can't count.
Devin?
So, what are you really arguing about?
Who's better?
I think the T-Jacks get more home games. They're more spoiled. We don't get anything. We get the poopy end of the stick.
Yeah, but we don't get punished as much as they do.
Whose practice is harder, Cody?
Good question.
The one that's going to go to the state.
Rookies.
Our practice is so hardcore.
Is it really? What do you got to do?
Yeah. We have to do like 5 sweet 16s in a row.
And like 20 blood runs.
We just sit around and eat cake and watch our own videos. That's what champion teams do.
That's what champion teams do.
Oh yeah, see that assist? I did that.
Just studied their own videos, yep.
So they know what to do.
So you guys learn from your mistakes by watching your videos?
Yeah, and eat cake.
And eat cake?
Yeah.
Is that why you guys are getting fat?
I think so.
So you blame it on the T-Jacks?
We never really ran, ever. We just, at the start, we ate pizza rolls, now we're to cake.
On to dessert, huh?
Mm-hmm. We'll be at ice cream and stuff soon.
I don't know what else to talk about, Mr. Jiro.
We'll take a break and be right back.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Go for the moon.
You're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars. Somebody once asked, could I spare some change for gas? I need to get myself away from this place. I said, yep, yeah, what a concept. I could use a little fuel myself, and we could all use a little change. Well, the years start coming, and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules, and I'll hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go.
Go.
You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold.
All right, we're back. And I just wanted to say that the rookies suck in 7 Point. They're way better.
I totally agree. 7 Point doesn't even have a girls' team.
Yeah.
Well, their mix.
They have girls on their team.
Whatever their mix is, they're still way better than you guys.
Really? Is that why their record is like
1-11?
Yeah.
1-20.
Yeah, they are going to be listening to this.
Can't be mad. It's just the truth.
Yeah. Don't be hating.
Well, what are you guys' stats?
2-0 for our region.
Yes, sir.
Guess what the T-Jax is? Ask Cody.
Cody, what's
12-1.
12-1.
Yep.
We still have the big zero, big fat zero. Woo-hoo! We never lost a game yet.
Oh, yeah.
In our region.
So are you guys mad just because 7 Point has a better team set up than you guys?
Really? How is that, Mark? How do they have a better team set up than us? You tell me that. No, give me a reason.
You tell me how yours is better than theirs.
Because we actually have a girls' team. We actually play games. We travel. We don't.
So, I have a question. If your team was mixed up with boys, like, from the T-Jax, like, you guys have a smaller time?
It would suck.
How would yours be? You guys would probably fight all the time, wouldn't you?
Yes, we would.
They don't fight.
Well, that's their... Because they're all
like
this.
Do you, like, live with them or something?
Yeah,
no, they don't fight.
You're, like, asking them.
I think we should ask them when we go to New Studio today if they fight.
The girls would just be mad because they wouldn't play if it was mixed with the T-Jax. That's why.
Yeah, I agree with Cody. I'd be mad because I wouldn't get playing time.
Well, it depends on who your
coach
is. It'd
be seriously pointless.
If it was Mr.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know that. That's what I'm saying.
If we were mixed with the boys, holy crap.
None of us would even...
We would
fight
so
much.
No, we wouldn't.
Yeah, we would.
I'd be like Danielle and move to Sound Point.
Make a girl's team.
Yeah.
Boys before our practice, we were fighting already for like after 10 minutes.
Why?
Oh, when Johnny and those guys came. And Dalton and Josiah.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy I'm not going on this trip.
Why? Because Sound Point's going to be there?
No, because I don't have to look at everyone's faces for another 4 days. So I already got done looking at them for 11.
The faces of sampling?
Both. It works both ways.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd like to see their beautiful face.
I like hanging out with sampling. They're kind of funny.
Yeah, especially CJ. CJ, I miss you.
Chris Condi and his spiked hair and crazy
laughing. Yeah. Why are you fighting?
We're still having a discussion.
It's a discussion, yeah.
Right, Mr. Drew?
I guess so.
We're more of like having a discussion about King Cole versus Sam.
So, Cody, why are the rookies better than the T-Jax?
They're not.
You just said earlier they were.
I changed my mind.
Okay, why are the T-Jax better than the rookies?
He doesn't know.
Do you know anything about the sport?
No, I don't play basketball.
Do you watch it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I soccer.
He's a football kind of man.
Soccer.
Oh, soccer. I'm sorry,
soccer,
guys.
Soccer, football in, like, football. Europe.
Actually, everywhere around the world except for here.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Even in London?
Yes.
No, I know. I was saying even in London.
Because, like, everywhere else they play rugby and not football.
Yeah. I thought they called football soccer.
We call it soccer. Everybody else calls it football.
No, they call our football soccer.
They call it American football.
American football?
Wow.
Then they call regular soccer
football.
Football?
Yeah. Which makes sense, really, because you kick it with football.
I don't know what country you went to.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Who did you guys play when you guys went on this road trip?
We played Queefluck, Nikolaivis. Is that all we played up on the road trip? Like, just up in Nikolaivis?
Mm-hmm.
That's all we played in Nikolaivis. And then we played Wasilla Lake. We played Sioux Valley. You know, it was so amazing. The stupid guys made their first shot in our basket. It was pretty funny.
The score was 6-40.
Yes, 6-40. It was amazing. Kept them in single digits. And then we played Lumen Christi. They had this one monstrous chick, but Honey Lou totally shut her down.
She picked Bianca up off the floor.
Yeah, like literally just picked her up like a little baby. And then we traveled on to Bristol Bay and played Bristol Bay. And then we played Manicotic. they were pretty tough little girls.
And we played New Stew.
And then we played New Stew Hawk. They suck this year. But, yeah, that's about it.
And we did have one game go into overtime.
Oh, that was nuts.
How many games did you guys win, the rookies?
Seven.
All of them besides two.
How many did the T-Jacks win?
Wow.
All but one.
All but one?
But we came out with a championship off the road trip, and the rookies didn't. So
Cody, you don't even play
Hey,
basketball.
We had to forfeit our first game. Oh, we were supposed to play in Anana, the people we beat last year on the road trip. But this year, we didn't make it out of this crappy town, so...
Somebody was telling me that in Bristol Bay, Cody dropped to his knees and started crying when they didn't make that 3-point shot. Is that true?
It's true.
Oh, my gosh.
I have one video camera.
It is.
I thought that was Jordan.
We're both black.
That when Cody missed the 3-point shot, he dropped to his knees and started bawling.
Oh, my gosh. Johnny missed that 3-point shot.
Oh,
it was all
Cody.
On Johnny.
It's all around town. That
so, basically.
Cody's amazing. Please don't diss on him like that.
Yeah, Mr. Drew, I scored 20 points a game. Thank you.
You play basketball.
I have 20 points a game in soccer. Scores almost like 20-0.
So you guys won 7 and they won all but one?
Yeah, but that doesn't count for our record because they're not in our district. So our record really is still 2-0, meaning we won 2 and never lost none.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But technically, they're still better because they got 12.
Just because they could win more games don't mean they're better.
Well, I thought that was the point, was to win.
We're better in our region, which matters if you're going
yes.
to state.
Oh, okay.
Not really. You guys aren't.
Who's in your region?
Good question.
Port Lions.
Port Lions, Manicotic, New Stewhawk,
New Halen,
and
Cockanock. All the really native people.
Yes.
Dutch Harboriners?
No.
They're like
38. They're big school.
We still beat Dutch Harbor. No big deal.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, we did too last year.
Why don't you play?
Yeah.
I don't like basketball.
Why do you not like basketball? Now, there is something we can
talk about. Because I don't like the game. I don't like the sport.
Really?
Mark likes lacrosse.
Lacrosse? You like throwing balls in the air and catching them with sticks?
Yes.
Well, how do you find that fun?
I find dribbling one ball down the court.
You get to beat the other people down and put it in a basket.
That's kind of like what you
Yeah, I think pretty much every sport's kind of like the same.
You put a ball in a hoop.
No.
Well,
basketball's more physical.
Not really.
Yes, huh? I got like a million fights playing ball.
Yeah
but during the actual sport, like all it is fouls and stuff because you never really get to hit anyone.
Yeah, you do. You just get in trouble for it.
Yeah, lacrosse, you don't get in trouble for it.
Well, lacrosse is gay.
And you have sticks.
Oh, no.
And you hit people with them.
Hey guys, take a break. Take a break.
Thank you.
And we're back. We just had Kathy Barron here talking about what she thought about it, but Mr. Jarrow's too slow on the button to record it.
I did not push the button in time.
Just a recap of things she was saying. Basically, it depends on what grade you're in and how many seniors, how many freshmen, sophomores, so on. And if you're a freshman and you really don't know anything, you're just learning from the seniors. If you're a senior, you know, pretty much know the ropes of the game. Something like that, right, guys?
But the juniors are better than our seniors.
Yeah.
Who's the seniors? Courtney, Kelsey. That's it?
Yeah, and then you got me, Shauna Joe, Raven, Bianca, and H. Lou. Well, Whitney never played no games.
You're playing again, Whitney? What?
Mark, do you know what I think? I think that if the rookies and the T-Jacks both work a little bit harder, then they can both go to state.
Are you going to work harder?
We're going to eat more cake.
It's pretty easy and pointless for them to go on this this tournament because they have no competition.
That's just another championship for us.
It's like totally unfair.
I know. Their only competition totally retarded and they sucked on each other eyes balls. And
so they got suspended for freshman initiation.
Yeah, and their captain is Jeffy. He's a very good friend of mine.
You see, Jeffy's awesome.
Yeah, Jeffy's our captain.
That's
this trip.
Cool.
So, way to go, Jeffy! Go for gold!
Go for gold.
Can't start for some retardation.
But I think that our region, for both boys and girls, we have like the toughest region around. Because have you ever been to state and you go, and every year the same people go all the time because they don't have to play against anybody, they just automatically get a go.
Like
here we have 18. We have 8 teams that are like cutthroat and like really want to go because it means a lot.
Has Sandpoint ever been to state?
Yes, they have. They've actually won state.
They used to be better than us.
They used to be very
back
good.
In the day, like when our parents were in ball, playing ball and stuff.
Sandpoint
is like we were the Sandpoint, and
The
Sandpoint was the King Cove.
But Sandpoint won state, three of them.
Well,
yeah.
I think Sandpoint's still pretty good, but I'm sorry.
Why do you think so?
Brandon's amazing.
I just like Sandpoint. I just like them play.
Really?
You can cheer for them in their home game.
Oh, you could go to move to Sandpoint and you could play for them too.
Yeah.
Mark, I like Sandpoint too. Brandon and DJ are amazing.
There you go. That's cool. See?
Mallory's good too.
You'd probably just like standing behind them.
Sure thing, Rayleigh.
At least
you can practice
with girls, huh? There, over there.
Yeah, they have a mixed team. They have teamwork. They're good.
Teamwork, huh? And we don't?
Well, not if you're the boys.
Thank God we're not. I wouldn't even be on the team, so what are you talking about?
I scored 20 points a game, so Donnie does pass the ball, obviously.
Pass it to the girls.
No, they don't.
They should just call it Brandon and CJ.
Hey, that Doughboy's coming
in. And CJ
in right
that
now.
Loses the ball. I guess Chris Cheeks said he was back on the team.
Doughboy.
Who's Doughboy?
Chris Cheeks. Cheeks, right? Chris Cheeks.
He's not bad. Look at my border.
Isn't he like a super, super senior?
Chris Cheeks, I thought he was only like 10th grade.
He's only 9th grade.
Yeah, he's
Corey. There you go.
Chris Conde, he's a senior, isn't he?
The Doughboy, Doughboy's only 9th grade. He's pretty good, too.
No, but he only has suspended for 10 days after he, like, beat up that kid.
Yeah.
Did he do it in school, during school?
I think so, yeah.
Him and Lil Coot.
Yeah. But that kid brought a knife to school, so he didn't, like, get beat to death.
Let's talk about basketball.
Okay.
We are. This is a subject of basketball.
Yeah, like, Corey or Chris Cheeks, whatever his name is, got kicked off the Sandpoint's team. And it totally put them to shame.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the race.
cops. And so Petty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. About to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. A white car without upstate plates, and Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary, and though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty but one time he could have been the champion of the world. 4 months later, the ghetto's on flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. While out the Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? Thinking like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night. Don't forget that you are white. Arthur Dexter Bradley said, I'm really not sure. A cop said a poor boy like you can use a break. We've got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman jail. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay, and when it's over, just as soon go on my way up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice, and ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. Marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He'd never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards for the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Algeria agreed. We'll be right back.
testified. Bello and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. In their coats and their ties, I'm free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Still talking about basketball, just like we were before. Mr. Shiro, who do you think is better?
I don't have an opinion.
Why? That's so boring. You don't get any participation points for doing this. You never talk one little bit at all.
You're right, I get a zero. So I haven't seen the girls play. I've only seen the boys play. The girls have yet to play a game, a home game, that I've, since I've been here.
Stinks, because we never have any.
Yeah, we could have if Mark's favorite team, Soundpoint, didn't turn into a co-ed team. We could have had, like, five by now.
We only had seven home games, so...
only!
It sucks.
Guess how many of the rookies have had?
None.
Zippo.
I guess what I notice when I watch the teams playing is that the ball goes to Johnny a lot, and then and then he dribbles it a lot, and then he does this thing where he ducks, and then he shoots, and he poses. That's what I notice.
You gotta see the motions that he's doing, though.
So
he does, like, the mid-air poses.
So that's what I notice when I watch the basketball games.
Mr. Shiro, did you listen to our games on the radio?
I heard the T-Jack one. The rookies ones were at night, and the buffering in the internet here does not work too swift.
Oh my god!
You should
drive
around in your car and listen to it.
I know. That's what our car doesn't get it. I did hear it on the internet, and I'd hear like 20 seconds of Pastor Rob, and then it cut out for like another 30 minutes, and then 20 seconds, and then.
Pastor Rob did a very good job.
Yes, we'd like to thank him very much.
We still have not decided if who's better. It's kind of an even battle right now. We don't know.
You wear it all the
time. Yeah, but T-Jax won more.
It's because they have no competition.
I think the T-Jax are better because they slick their hair back in a game.
What?
Gross,
she just washed her mouth on the floor. I don't worry about it.
I would like to say that Cody is now inserting Honey Lou's retainer into his mouth. And I wonder if he's aware that stuff like cold sores, which is a form of mouth herpes, can be transferred and you have them forever.
Ewie.
Herpes forever?
We don't have cold
sores.
Oh,
that's just so like hangover.
You
might. Except herpes.
Well, what about him? Now it went in his mouth.
I don't have cold sores.
Mr. Cheryl, you said talk about basketball, and now you're having a discussion about herpes.
No, I'm not. But that is because
I'm watching them put retainers. So what? I just had mouthwash.
Don't get herpes, everybody. Don't get herpes.
Okay, back to basketball. Talk about basketball.
It is amazing.
Basketball is actually almost over. It's crazy.
And it, like, just started.
Mr. Cheryl, say someone from Sandpoint has herpes and
no,
they bounce the basketball, and then a person from TJ's or the rookies get the ball and then they have the herpes?
Yeah, we'll talk about sex ed on some other occasion, not on the radio. And
so, talking about basketball, Bianca, what's your opinion?
I just said. I thought TJX were better because they slicked their hair back.
I put marks in before.
Okay, if it was rookies versus TJX, who would win?
If we had to play them?
Yeah.
Them, of course.
So they're better?
If they're playing against a bunch of girls?
I mean, if you guys had good passing and stuff like that.
They're freaking crazy.
They jump 100 feet and they run 100 miles an hour.
And they have Jordan.
Yes!
Jordan.
What's Jordan?
Jordan is down low.
Jordan.
It'd take like three of us to box.
Yeah, it'd take three of us to
box. So he's like a brick wall.
So if you go drive on him, he gets called a foul, though, because we bounce right off of him.
So it's not really fair.
It's pretty funny.
And they have like crazy jumping freshmen.
Yeah, like Josiah, Christian, Johnny. Yeah. Johnny's not a freshman, but... He's one that jumps.
And have you seen Cody? He has monkey arms.
Yes. He'll reach right around us and, like, get the ball.
I've noticed that Cody looks like a monkey, yes.
Eating cake.
Yeah. A monkey that eats cake and pizza rolls.
Okay.
And plays soccer.
We only have a couple more games, and then we go to regionals.
What do you
play? A couple more tournaments.
This week we're going to the new Stew Showdown.
Which is today.
Today, yeah. And then
February 3rd.
Next week, Valentine's weekend, we go to Bristol Bay for the Elks tournament, which hopefully the boys will come back with a three-peat.
Listen to the song.
With a what?
A three-peat, because they've won twice in a row, and they're going to go for three times.
Okay.
You guys.
Well, this would be the third time in New Stew. Oh.
No.
What?
Three-peat for
I'm
the
talking.
Elks it's like the same thing.
I have been like, talking. Rookies are better.
Like, meaning they won Elks three times. Yeah. Okay.
So, when you guys leave, who do you think's going to win?
Win what?
When you guys are leaving today, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to win?
I have something to say. Give me the thing.
The T-Jacks are going to win.
Both T-Jacks and rookies both have competition. Theirs is New Halen and ours is New Halen.
First of all, they have no competition on New Halen for the
team. Yeah, but eventually they'll be back on for regionals.
Yeah, but
Robert Clay might not be back.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm serious.
Rob
will
be back.
Oh,
he will be back.
A whole
time there's no way he will quit. I don't think he's their captain.
Mr. Lakewood said they don't know how long the suspending them. Because what they did, you can go blind or something from it.
But then when we come back from Elks, then we go to New Halen. And then the week after that, New Halen comes here, and the rookies finally have a home game.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
They
one
come here,
for,
so
blind.
We go there to play them, and then
like,
they come right to here after for us.
They're not sure if Kakanoff or New Halen is
it's
going to
be funny. It'd be crazy. It'd be stupid.
Do you guys have freshman initiation?
No.
You're not allowed to have freshman initiation.
Yeah, it's called hazing. You can't do that, Mark.
It means like when you trap kids in boxes and leave them there.
We beat up our freshmen all the time. Don't shake your head at me, Mr. Jewel, because it does happen. We're like, give me your money.
We tackled Shauna Wiener and gave her spankings.
That was only because
it was her birthday. It was not, like, she knew it was coming.
We beat up.
We carry our freshmen's bags for them.
Yeah, we actually
did. Yes, we did.
Because they are irresponsible. They don't know how that, if you realize when you are walking to the airport and you do have nothing in your hands, you're forgetting something. Like your luggage, for instance.
Michaela and Jalen.
All their bags. How do you forget all your bags?
In Camp Cove.
Doesn't it seem like Michaela forgets her bags all the time?
And so does Jalen.
I like this one.
Like, that's like the reason why we didn't have a med kit, because like they always forget it.
Well, how come Jordan was benched last game or whatever?
He was what?
How come Jordan was benched?
Because he is a little crybaby. Well, because the T-Jacks have a... like a little prenup meeting before every game. They go talk and chit-chat. And he did not show up to one of them, to the pre-meeting thing.
Uh-huh.
And so coach told them, you're not playing this game. So he pouted through the whole game. But Johnny tried to tell him to go apologize to coach and say sorry for not being there and whatnot. But no, he's being stubborn and still wouldn't.
I see.
The next day was still a new day.
The next day was a new day.
Yep.
It was a new day.
Every next day is a new day usually.
No, sometimes it's the same day.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're gonna wrap it up because rookies are awesome. We all know that.
Okay, so we've decided the T-Jacks are better, and so is Sandpoint. Compared to the rookies.
I find Mark.
Alright, then I guess we'll see you guys later.
Next week we have Bianca talking about UFOs.
The trash, get into cash like I'm fast, like a girl you wanna act like a bitch. Security codes on everything, on my bracelet, your phone don't ever ring. And another one he don't know about. Wish we could switch up the roles, I could be that. Tell you I love you, but when you call, I never get back. Would you ask them questions like me, like where you be at? 'Cause I'm out four in the morning, on the corner rolling. That car when you with him, like I'm keep a straight face when you tell a lie. Always keep an airtight alibi. What he don't know won't break his heart. Wish we could switch up the roles, and I could be that. Tell you I love you, but when you call, I never get back. Would you ask them questions like me, like where you be at? 'Cause I'm out four in the morning, on the corner rolling, doing my own thing. If I act like you, won't come out up in your shoes. I'm messing with your head again. Dose of your medicine. What if I had a thing on the side? Thank you.